Today's mudra is the Garuda Mudra from Mount Douglas on Victoria Island. Hello and welcome to Living Your Yoga and the final in our series of mudras on the move, because we have arrived here in Victoria. We're here. This is Mount Douglas, and from Mount Douglas you can see the entire island. And Tim might give you a little sweeping view of it, but I think he also took some photos too first so that you'll be able to see. But yes, we have arrived in Victoria and we are beginning to put down roots for this life that we've envisioned for ourselves for the last 18 months. We found a place to live in our perfect neighborhood for us, close to open air markets, shops, Beacon Hill Park, Dallas Road, beach, path, and lots of bike paths and walking along the water, the harbor front, the water, the mountains, and downtown Victoria, and really charming Cook Street Village. So we are super stoked about that. And now we're just trying to set up our apartment. So that's why we have been a few days without videos. We're just trying to get mattresses and the bare essentials in our apartment after we sold everything before we moved out here. So that's what's going on with us. Last night when Charlene and I were practicing yoga, and Charlene is one of our Namaste Yoga members who is hosting us here until we're able to move into our apartment, we decided to choose a card from my teacher's card deck, Elisa Cobb from Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy. And I chose a card that had a Jodi Picoult quote on it. Here's the quote that I got on my card. It said, "And what if, when you look, you had a flower in your hand?" And that's how I feel right now. It's as though my soul's desire is right here in front of me, ready to be received. And you can just see the magnificence all around us. In this place, it's probably not hard for you to believe that my heart is soaring. That is why I've chosen the Garuda Mudra today. The mythical bird Garuda can fly into the sun and allows us to broaden our metaphorical wingspan so that we can pursue our life purpose with compassion and joy, unswayed by the turmoil of the world. So yesterday, as we walked into the building of our new apartment, I commented to Tim on how great it felt to be living from our intention rather than resigning from a place of default. And it is an incredibly powerful thing to be able to choose our surroundings and to be able to soar from this place. And so for that, I will have endless gratitude. So to practice this Garuda Mudra, what you do is you clasp your thumbs, you place your right hand over your left hand, and you remain, and you start at your lower abdomen. So you start here. And you remain in this place for 10 breaths. And then you move up to your navel. And you stay with the mudra here for 10 breaths. We have a visitor. There are loads of dogs around here. And then... Oh, she wants to be on film. You're a film star. And then you move the mudra up to your heart center and you hold it here for 10 breaths. And that is the Garuda Mudra. So Gertrude Hershey says that you can do this as you need to, 3 times a day for 4 minutes. So this mudra is great, so you know, to soar like an eagle, and you can just imagine an eagle soaring off this mountain. This mudra is good for circulation. It invigorates your organs. It challenges, it balances the energy on both sides of your body. It's also great for menstrual problems, stomach upset. So menstrual problems, stomach upset, and respiratory problems. The Garuda Mudra is said to help with exhaustion and mood fluctuations as well, but you should be careful with it if you have high blood pressure. So that's it for Mudras on the Move. We're here now. So if you want more mudras, you can ask questions about them or mudras for certain things, and we'll cover them on Living Your Yoga, or maybe we'll put them in Namaste Yoga. If you want to know more about our move or where we're living, just leave your comments and questions below. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know if you like this series. Give it a thumbs up. Leave your comments. And we are really going to try and get out of the Namaste Yoga this week. We should be able to do it. We're getting our internet tomorrow in our apartment. And Tim and I are going to try to get a mattress tomorrow too, so we have something to sleep on. And then we should be able to get back to our regular routine. Trinity's going, she started school today. And so we should be back to being able to give you videos more regularly. So thank you for your patience with us. We've had a great journey across the country, and we're getting set up in our new home now, and it'll be great to be getting back to a regular schedule. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.